is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It is the Tuesday edition, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there, and there's dozens of ladies that have sent us their photos. We put them on our website. You can take a look at them because we're proud of our lady listeners. That's the Shrine of Female Listeners, freetalklive.com. We're starting things out with another guest. I know, it's unusual. 3 days in a row, three shows in a row, Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday, we've had guests on the show. And it's been quite a variety. Last night we had crazy old Wiley Brooks on to talk about Ritharianism. And tonight we're going to someone who's not crazy. In fact, he's a pretty brave guy. His name is Rick Stanley. And Rick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Thank you, Ian. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Now, Rick, as I understand it, we're going to have you tell your story pretty much from start to finish, but you were a Libertarian candidate for, was it a Senate at one time in the past?
I was the Libertarian candidate for U.S. Senate in Colorado in 2002.
Okay. And in fact, your current website is still, I believe, Stanley2002.org.
Yeah, Stanley2002.org.
Now, before you go any farther on this, Rick, what made you choose the U.S. Senate as the seat that you were running for? I mean, there's so many smaller ones that would seem like you would have a better chance at that kind of thing. What made you choose the Senate?
Well, back then I was heavily involved with the Colorado Libertarian Party. In fact, I was running the Denver branch of the Libertarian Party. And we decided, I and several other people decided that since the U.S. Senate seat was going to be kind of difficult to try and find anyone to even step up to the plate and go after it, that that I would do so. The campaign turned out to be quite a lively campaign, to say the least.
Indeed.
There was a lot of... I'm sorry?
Is that where your first arrest happened? Was it during that campaign, or was that before the campaign?
No, that was during the campaign.
So, you were campaigning...
The first arrest was December 15th, 2001.
Okay.
Bill of Rights Day. Down below the state capitol at Veterans Park, in front of roughly 250 people.
What? So you were there on, I guess, as a political event. You were there to make a point. What were you doing? Why were you arrested? What was the situation?
Well, I made a speech on Bill of Rights Day about the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the right to openly carry. In the state of Colorado, there's a state constitutional right that you have a right to openly carry anywhere in the state of Colorado.
Oh, that's good. Good.
The point being, if we have rights and then we exercise them, how can we be arrested for them?
I can't see how. Right. If you have a right, you shouldn't have to ask permission to exercise that right, because it's not a right anymore. Then it's a privilege.
Of course.
Right.
So they, and what they have done in America, across the board, from local, state, federal, doesn't matter. This government that has overthrown this country from within has made it so that we don't have rights in this country.
Pretty much.
As soon as you decide to exercise those rights, you will be hammered down, and you'll be hammered down hard.
Now, you were exercising specifically what right on this day in December?
The right to openly carry a weapon.
Which was okay by Colorado law.
Of course.
So why were you arrested?
There was an ordinance in Denver and 77 other towns that violated the state constitution. What has happened in Colorado and what's happening all across the country is, in order for cities, municipalities, lower governments to make ordinances, they have to be authorized to make law ordinances by state constitutions.
Okay.
This is usually called home rule. So most state constitutions, in fact, as far as I know, all state constitutions have a home rule clause allowing these cities to make ordinances, laws, for the people in their cities, as long as they do not violate any rights of the people.
Including the Bill of
issue.
Rights. Right, including
the Bill of Rights,
right.
Including the state constitution of, say, Colorado, mm-hmm. which says that you have the right to openly carry a weapon. They routinely violate the rights of citizens, and the excuse that they use is that they have home rule.
And of course, nobody calls him on it. I mean, very, very seldomly does anybody have the courage to actually take the city to court, because really, it's a tough battle.
And few people want to openly carry throughout their day and throughout their life. They don't want to carry a gun on their hip, so they don't feel like they've lost much. But it's an important thing to be able to do, and it's the right on which all the other rights are based.
So nobody had really fought this battle until you decided to openly disobey, and I'm personally a big fan of civil disobedience. You openly disobeyed the Denver law. You were in, of course, you were working along with the Colorado and U.S. constitutions.
And don't forget that the police, if you do any kind of civil disobedience with a gun, I mean, you're immediately a crazy man. You're a madman as far as the police are concerned. I mean, they're going to draw down on you and the whole deal.
What was it like when you attended this event? You were open carrying. What was the situation where the arrest actually occurred?
At the end of the speech, which was about 20 minutes, and by the way, that's up on my website. That speech is on my website somewhere, because this website's been up for probably 6 years now, because
right.
I started it out as my campaign website. Now it is a constitutional activism website.
Got it.
Basically, I gave a speech. I went into the crowd. We had it all arranged that I was going to get a weapon from people who had it hidden in the crowd. I then inserted into an empty holster that I had on, and then the police undercover people that were there, they came and arrested me. And
so this was planned. You'd actually announced this in advance, correct? That you?
Oh yeah, we put out flyers on police cruisers and the whole nine yards all across Denver for several months.
So you were arrested. What were you charged with? How long were you in jail?
Well, let's see. I was charged with openly carrying a weapon.
Well, how can they charge you with openly carrying a weapon when the state constitution says you can openly carry a weapon?
Home rule.
Because they've decided that home rule is overrides the state constitution.
Because they can do
Who decided that?
They can do what they want. Some lawyers, they can do what they want. And they know that most people won't challenge them on it. But, Rick, what happened after you were arrested? I mean, did you obviously plead not guilty? What was the process you went through?
I pled not guilty. I had a lawyer who was a libertarian. His defense was basic. It wasn't very good.
Hmm.
And the bottom line was the jury was, I think the jury pool was, two-thirds people who worked for the city of Denver.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it was pretty well stacked against me. And so they took those people off. I ended up with a jury of, I think, five women and one man. And basically, Denver's a highly liberal city.
Okay. Yes.
Very much Democrat, liberal city. And basically... the people in that kind of an environment basically don't have any respect for the Constitution.
And no sympathy for a scofflaw like yourself.
Well, you know, liberals and conservatives are both guilty of not really giving a damn about the Constitution.
Sure,
I mean,
certainly.
When it comes to conservatives and you want to practice Wicca or something like that, boy, they don't really care about the Constitution and your right to practice religion at all.
Good point, Mark. I mean, but he's certainly pointing out that they didn't care at all about the Second Amendment.
Well, they don't care about the Second Amendment.
The conservatives in Colorado really don't care much either.
Yeah, right.
They say they do, but they really don't.
Yep. So we're going to come back. There's more to your story. You were, I guess, found guilty?
Oh, yes.
And you were arrested again later. Is that correct?
Yes, I was arrested in Thornton, which is a suburb of Denver, and they had a similar
this
ordinance.
This gets worse. Hang on. We're going to come back to you. Hang on, Rich. One moment. Rick Stanley, actually, is on the line with us from Colorado. Giving us his story. He's actually in the midst of a court situation right now. We're going to catch up to the current day. On the way, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is on the house. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We go back to Rick Stanley, a former former Libertarian candidate for U.S. Senate in Colorado. During your 2002 campaign, or actually early in late in the year of 2001, you were at a speaking engagement. It was Bill of Rights Day, as a matter of fact, Rick, and you were speaking out about the Second Amendment and gun rights and the right to bear arms, and you walked out after your speech into the crowd, were handed a handgun, you holstered the handgun, and at that point, shortly thereafter, the police arrested you and charged you with violating a Denver law against openly carrying weapons, even though the Colorado state constitution specifically says that you absolutely have a right to open carry. You don't need a license or anything like that in the state of Colorado.
That's correct.
Yes. Okay, so you went to trial. They found you guilty on these charges.
That was in Judge Patterson's courtroom. One of the things that was interesting was that he brought up that the Constitution wasn't to be spoken of or used as a defense in his courtroom.
Wow. What?
That's
This is typical, Mark. It's called railroading.
Yeah, this is typical. I was sentenced to 180 days in jail. 150 of that was suspended. Fine $629 and 75 hours of community service.
Wow.
And 1 year probation.
So when you got out, then what happened?
30 days, right?
23 days.
I didn't do the 30 days until quite a bit later.
Okay.
This case went on appeal, went to the Colorado. Well, first it went to appeal at the Denver District Court. They basically just bounced it out. Then it went on appeal to the Colorado Court of Colorado Supreme Court. They bounced it out. It went to the Colorado Court of Appeals. They bounced it out. Went back to the Colorado Supreme Court. They bounced it out. Then it went to the Federal Court of Appeals, and they just basically bounced it out as well. They ignored it.
Okay.
They just threw it out.
Huh.
Each and every time.
Now, I can't believe the Colorado Supreme Court wouldn't rule on an issue concerning the Colorado Constitution. That doesn't make any sense to me, that they would bounce that.
The story gets more complicated, and it delves into that as we go into it a little later. And I'll tell you about that as we go further. The next court, the next city that I went to, I did the same thing, except I didn't do it in front of a crowd. I just did it all by myself when I was campaigning in a park in Thornton. I was arrested there.
Was this another incident where you promoted it in advance, or was this just you just happened to get arrested?
No, I didn't promote this in advance. I just did it.
Okay.
In fact, I didn't tell anybody I was going to do it. I just did it.
And what did you do in this case? Did you have your own weapon this time, or what was
it? I had my own. Well, actually, the first time it was my weapon as well.
Okay.
So, yes, it was, well, let's see. It was, I think it was in June of the following year in Thornton, Colorado. I was arrested. I was released on my own recognizance. Went to trial, finally after the end of the election.
Was it the same charge the second time?
Sure.
Okay.
Exactly the same charge. Found guilty, this time not by a jury trial. I was refused to be given a jury trial.
How can they do that?
For it. Well, they do whatever they want. I asked for a jury trial, but they said that I had to pay for it, and I refused to pay for it.
Wow.
And so they said that you can't have one without paying.
What did they want to charge you for a jury trial?
Oh, I think it was something like $29 or something.
Huh.
And that wasn't the issue.
You
the
just refused it on principle.
Correct.
I see.
Yeah.
So you went in front of a judge. He found you guilty again.
Yes.
And
then I filed an appeal.
Okay.
That appeal went to the Adams County District Court, where it was turned down. And then at that time, they decided that I didn't file another appeal to the Colorado Court of Appeals because I've already been through this.
Right. Yeah.
Once before. So they had decided to give me 90 days in jail and something like a $600 fine and maybe a $500 fine.
Did you just as an aside? I mean, you're spending 30 days here, 90 days there. I mean, do you have a business or anything that was going on to where you were having some serious interruptions in your financial world?
Yes, I run a business in Denver called Stanley Fastener and Shop Supply, mm-hmm. and it was a multi-million dollar industrial supply company, and I'll go into that later too, but. Yes, I ran it, and I've been doing it for 32 years. And,
wow.
And by the way, I still have that business going. I have a building in Denver that I own. It's 22,000 square feet. I've been in business for a long time.
Right. Okay. So you got a 90-day sentence now on the same charge, public display of a firearm. And what's next? I mean, this is an odyssey. You have this terrible story, this terrible odyssey that you're in, and you're still in the midst of.
Well,
court situation.
Then, yeah, then what happened was they decided to send a SWAT team, a federal SWAT team, to get me.
Was this before you served the 90 days?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It was before.
Okay.
You have to understand, they decided that they were going to send a federal SWAT team to come and get me. They used feds to watch me and to basically, I'm going to say, follow me back to my business. They had their lights on and things like that, and I refused to pull over for the feds. They were unmarked fed vehicles.
Now this is to enforce a city law.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, there's other things involved.
Yeah.
I started a national militia 4 months earlier, which very quickly grew to about 800 people in a very short period of time, and we had three incidents across the United States, and basically we were telling local governments that they could not violate the constitutional rights of any of our members, and if they did, that we would come from all across the country and we would defend those rights, and if that also included bearing arms to defend those people in our militia from a government that was operating outside of the law, we would do so. And we said that we would do it under any circumstance if it was in regard to constitutional issues.
Got it. They took that as a threat, though, didn't they?
Well, of course. And we actually had three incidents across the country, and all three of those incidents, there's one in Michigan, one in Denver, which involved me, and then there was another one in Maine. And all three of the incidents, the local police departments backed down. They backed down. That's all there was to it.
Okay.
So the feds got involved, interviewed all three of those local jurisdictions and said, well, we can't be having this going on. You know, this kind of interferes with the police state that we've put into place.
Yeah, indeed. Hang on, Rick. We're going to come back with more here. We'll get to the latest situation, because you're in court right now as we speak. I mean, not physically, but you're in the midst of something else now, aren't you?
Oh, I'm in the midst of all sorts of love.
Hang on. We're going to find out more about the SWAT team raid on the way. Rick Stanley is with us from Colorado. It is quite a story. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Local folklore has recognized its amazing medicinal properties for thousands of years, but no one knew just how to preserve the nutritional benefits and market the total fruit commercially until Zango, that is. Zango is made from mangosteen, a fruit that grows in the subtropical climates of Southeast Asia. It contains xanthones, the highest concentration of antioxidants found in nature. Modern science is only just beginning to unlock the many secrets of xanthones and their far-reaching potential to improve our health. Zango is revolutionary. Not only has Zango taken the world by storm as an extremely potent functional health beverage, but Zango has become the most exciting and fastest growing home-based business opportunity ever. Life is short, and timing is everything. Unleash the power of Zango today. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633. That's 888-203-6633. Or visit www.mangosteenmarket.com. That's MANGOSTEEN market.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there. All kinds of interesting discussions. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all, bbs.freetalklive.com, and it's free. There's over 110,000 posts, 1,200 people interacting. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. We return to the tragic odyssey of one Rick Stanley, a one-time candidate for U.S. Senate in the state of Colorado. He was running for Senate, and he was arrested for public display of a firearm, which, Rick, you had planned on doing. This was a planned act of civil disobedience. And they arrested you. And
you know what? I've got to interrupt you,
yeah.
and I'm going to tell you why. You said that this is a tragedy. This isn't a tragedy. This is an outrage.
This
is an absolute outrage. And that's the way I'd prefer it be discussed.
Fair enough. I've just accused of using the word outrage too often on the show. That's the reason why I avoided it. It absolutely is outrageous. You were arrested for open carry of a open display of a firearm, even though in Colorado it's fully legal to do that. Denver had a local law that outlawed it, but they're not allowed to do that. So you were pointing that out. You were arrested. You did serve some time over it. Then you essentially did the same act of civil disobedience. You were arrested again. Sentenced to 90 days, but before you actually made it to jail to turn yourself in, I suppose, they sent a federal goon squad against you, and the reason why was because the feds were watching you because of your involvement with a national militia group that you helped create. Where are we now? They came after you with the goon squad. What time was it? Was
well,
it 4 in the morning?
There was another issue. I filed a pleading. 3 days before that, I filed a pleading in Thornton Court and in Adams County Court in regard to the second gun charge.
Okay.
And I basically pointed out to the judges that something new had happened. It was called SB 25. This was a piece of legislation that the governor signed on March 18, 2003. This piece of legislation said that they can't make ordinances that violate the state constitution specifically in regard to open carry. So all their ordinances were null, void, unenforceable, and they were retroactive prior to March 18, 2003.
So that should have exonerated you.
Absolutely.
That should have exonerated me. It should have forced the overturning of those judgments against me.
Right. You shouldn't have had to pay any of the judgments. You shouldn't have had to do the community service hours. You shouldn't have had to do the 30 days in jail, and they're not going to compensate you for that. How could they? But everything.
Well, there's many ways they could compensate me, but they're not going to.
So you'd filed these reports with the court, and then 3 days later.
Not reports. They're called pleadings.
Pleadings. Excuse me.
I filed these pleadings, and it's very important that you understand that when I say that they're pleadings, this is something that is the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. We're talking about the right to petition the government for redress of grievance.
Yeah.
That's what a pleading to the court basically is.
Understood.
So I filed a pleading basically telling these judges that they needed to overturn my convictions, and if they refused to do so, that they would be violating the law, that they would be violating their oath of office, that they could be arrested, and that they could be arrested with a militia warrant.
I see.
They took that as a threat. They said that they filed new charges against me of influencing a public official by threat.
Threatening a judge, essentially, was...
official is a judge.
Right.
Now, and I did it through a pleading. Now, what they did was, through the media, and of course through everyone who has ever been involved with this from day one, the government has said that I sent letters to the judges, when in fact I filed pleadings, properly captioned pleadings.
Right. You went through a process.
And I was going through a legal process. I was giving them notice, and I was making a demand. They didn't like it.
Well, you know, the letters sound like the scribblings of a madman. But really, writing a letter to a judge while you have a case going on is essentially a pleading anyway. And only the unwashed masses are too dumb to even know that.
Yeah, but this is an even more important legal issue, because I've filed a pleading in a court, which is a petition to the government for redress of grievance, a First Amendment right.
Well, as we've seen from the We the People organization over the years, the federal government at least doesn't give a hoot about your First Amendment right to petition for redress of grievances. But nonetheless,
you know, when I started this whole thing, you know, the Second Amendment rights, it was a big deal, and people were saying, well, you know, at least we've still got our First Amendment rights. Well, now you don't. I've proven. First of all, I proved that you don't have Second Amendment rights. Now I've proven that you don't have First Amendment rights either.
Wow.
Got it. So you were charged. You were charged with, I don't remember the exact crime, the threatening the judge, basically.
Influencing a public official by threat.
Got it. And so is that why they sent the feds after you?
Yes. They decided to send feds to arrest me so that they could have me taken to jail for the old charges. I still hadn't served any jail time for Denver, 30 days, 90 days for Thornton. So they arrested me so that I could first go serve that 120 days in jail.
Got it.
Second, then I've got new charges of influencing a public official, not once, but twice.
One,
because I sent a pleading to the Thornton court, and I sent a pleading to the Adams County court.
Understood.
So now I've got the same charge for the same issue twice. Influencing a public official by threat twice.
How many armed thugs did they send after you?
That day, I think it was around 35.
Holy crap!
Wow. What was it, 4 in the morning? What was the situation like when that actually went down?
I had some people here from Texas who were part of the Mutual Defense Pact militia. We were having a Mutual Defense Pact militia meeting Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night they came in, we had dinner with them. The next morning we were going to go up to Boulder, which is outside of Denver, and we were going to have brunch.
Got it.
And it was about 10 o'clock in the morning, and we started to drive off, and then I noticed that I had an unmarked surveillance vehicle behind me, and then I noticed that I had a second one. So I decided to head back to the building.
They're so good at that surveillance thing. You'd think they're the Fibbies. I mean, how often do they have to do this? They should be the best in the world at following somebody. You shouldn't have any supposition in your mind at all that there's an unmarked surveillance vehicle behind you.
Yeah, well, I did.
So of course you did.
So then you did what?
They can't do anything right.
After you noticed them, you did what?
Well, then I decided to drive around, the town and to see if, you know, how many vehicles I had following me, etc.
Right.
And I did that, and they followed me for several miles, and then I decided to go a little faster, and then I decided to head on back to my building. And then they turned their lights on, which were basically down inside the grill.
Right.
And I didn't pull over.
Yeah, how are you supposed to know who they are? How are you supposed to know who those people are?
I didn't pull over.
Hang on, Rick. We're going to come back to you. Hang on, man. More with Rick Stanley on the way. 800-259-9231. He's about to get arrested by 35 federal agents for influencing a public official charges. And we will continue this story. The outrage. This is Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. You download them for free at freetalklive.com. We go back to continue the story with Rick Stanley, the U.S. Senate candidate from 2002 in Colorado. He was involved in two incidences of gun-related civil disobedience, openly carrying a firearm, which is legal according to the, according to the Second Amendment, but also specifically in the Colorado Constitution. You were charged with two crimes in regards to that. In the midst of all this, you'd formed a militia, which there's nothing wrong with forming a militia. Militias are also protected by the Constitution, and they've gotten sort of a bad rap over the years from bad reporting in the mass media. But in essence, all the militia is a group of concerned individuals in the country. They're concerned with the fact that this government is getting too big, getting out of control, and you sort of want to get together with other people that think the same way that you do in order to have some semblance of a chance at perhaps restoring liberty. I mean, that there's really nothing wrong with that. I want to make sure that everybody's clear that you are not a group of people going around shooting other individuals. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being in a militia, right, Rick?
Correct. And to tell you the truth, both that militia and all of my activities have never harmed anyone.
Right. Well, you're a libertarian.
Yeah. Well, I was a libertarian. I no longer am. And there's a reason for that, and I can go into that later as well.
Okay, very good. You were. And so basically, you were getting together to meet with some of your militia members during in the midst of all of this, and you had been followed by federal agents because there were two charges that were being slapped on you, influencing a public official. You had written sent out a couple pleadings to two of the judges in the cases you were involved in to have your cases reversed because the governor had signed legislation essentially vindicating you from your charges, so you wanted the judges to recognize that. They took it as a threat, and the feds were after you. We left your story where you were driving, you were on the way to brunch with some of the other militia members. You noticed you were being followed. You changed directions in order to prove that you were being followed. Indeed, you were. They flipped on their lights in the grill of their car, and you didn't pull over because who are these people, right?
Right. Then I made my way back to my building, drove a couple more miles, and Denver police cars started coming up, not with their lights on, but they came up and they were parked along the way. They knew exactly where I was going, mm-hmm. and I went back to my building. When I got back to my building, the Suburban, which was the first vehicle, crashed into the back of my vehicle. The FBI vehicle behind that crashed into the back of them. I then pulled into my gate. I hit the opener. I went inside. Then they crashed into me a second time. I hit the gate. Then I drove in and then drove around to the back, opened up my my garage door of my building, which was a big double door, and I pulled inside. And then I was trying to close the door. They jumped out of their vehicle with M16s.
Wow.
And told me to get out of the vehicle. The garage door, they flipped the little lights down at the bottom of the garage door. They flipped them down so that it couldn't close. Mm-hmm. So that they were on the ground so that it wouldn't allow them to close. So I'm trying to get them to close. It wouldn't close. And they had M16s trained on us. And then my whole parking lot filled up with about 20-some vehicles from the Denver Police Department. And then they ordered me to get out of the vehicle. I did. Inside my vehicle was a .357 and a .38 mm-hmm. that was my wife's, which we later got back.
Amazing. How unusual.
Yeah, they confiscated my vehicle, and then they took the weapons that were inside the vehicle, and I suppose saying that it was part of a crime, but I was... that day, I was never charged for anything that happened that day.
Wait, you mean as far as running from the cops, you weren't charged with
correct.
Anything?
Correct. Now, what you need to understand is I didn't break any laws. These were federal police officers who have no jurisdiction.
They don't have the authority to pull a Denver citizen over, essentially?
That's correct.
Got it. So you were charged, though, with the influencing the public official charges. That's presumably why they were arresting you.
Correct. And then I had to serve the 120 days jail time.
A crime that was no longer illegal.
That was for the civil disobedience so-called crimes. And
correct.
So what
which
happened
have been overturned.
What happened with the... Those have been overturned. That's excellent. But what has happened with the influencing of public official charges?
Well, then I went to court in Adams County. There was probably about 40 people that came to support me out there in Adams County, and they had SWAT teams on the roofs of the courthouse, the building next to it. They had probably 25, 30 cops standing, harassing and taking video of all of the people who were standing there with signs supporting me.
Mm-hmm. You must have really been a group of desperate criminals if they had to send that many cops out there.
Yes, and this is consistent with some of the things that they've done with me all along.
Okay.
But anyway, then they you know how when you first go into a courthouse, they have the metal detectors and whatnot. They had a separate metal detector at the courtroom for me and anybody else that might be coming in there. And
right.
Anyway, it was to send a message to the jury how dangerous I was.
I see. So you went in once again to face these charges on influencing two public officials. We'll continue the rest of the story here with Rick Stanley from Colorado. An outrageous story. 1-800-259-9231. His rights being violated wholesale. And who cares about it? Not very many people, because he hasn't got mainstream coverage on this, and if it has been, it's been negative. More is on the way. This is your show, and as he pointed out, he's never harmed anybody. It's Free Talk Live.
You feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is totally free. If you like the fact that we give you everything on our website for free, then you should shop with us. Because we have a partnership with Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com and do all your shopping. I mean, in over 30 categories of products. It's like a department store at your fingertips. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and anything you purchase, we get a percentage of. Simple. So you get your shopping done, and you help Free Talk Live at the same time. Again, you want to enter their site through amazon.freetalklive.com. We're back with Rick Stanley. He's from Colorado. He's been involved in some gun-related civil disobedience, and he sort of weathered those charges, got them dismissed eventually. But in the midst of all of it, he acquired some new charges, which were influencing a public official, two of those charges. And basically, they sent the federal government after you on this. You were arrested by the feds. You went to court. They had a special metal detector actually out in front of your courtroom, as you put it, to show the jury just how dangerous of a guy you were, when in fact you don't have a violent criminal history. You're not somebody that's harmed anybody else in your life. And so give us the rest, you know, give us more of the story here, Rick. What happened?
Yeah, I need to digress a little bit because, first of all, the charges were not dropped against me. They should have been overturned, but they did not. I spent when they arrested me that day with the feds, they took me to jail and put me in jail in Adams County for 120 days. I served 102. I got 18 days off for good time behavior.
Holy crap! They really gave you a deal there.
Yes, they did. And then I was arrested in October 2003, and then I was released at the end of January, something like that.
Okay.
And the reason I was released, even though I had new charges pending, was I had to pay a $25,000 appeal bond to get out. I did so, and then I had to go to court in the following June. Now, between January and June, unbeknownst to me, the FBI was interviewing all of my employees.
Oh, wow.
And convincing all of them that they all needed to quit because they were going to destroy me and destroy my business.
Sure.
And have me put in jail basically for the rest of my life in their minds.
Right. And so, why would an employee stick around for that?
Right.
Employees happen to clue you in, or did you find this out way, way later on?
No, I found it out way later on.
Were they threatened by the FBI? Were they told
not? They were told not, as in any FBI investigation, they were told not to discuss it with anyone, especially not me.
Man, disgusting ingrates. You pay them every week, and they won't even tell you.
One gal was making $140,000 a year with me.
God. Well, they're scared, Mark. I mean, the feds are scary.
So what? How disgusting.
These are people that won't fudge a tax. You know, they have tough time fudging tax returns. They're so afraid of the FBI, so afraid of the feds.
I mean, they're
I know, it's disgusting.
Disgusting sheep.
It's pathetic, and they are sheep, but they're scared.
Well, and that gal was supposed to have been my wife's best friend and my best friend as well.
Well, wow. What good is that crap, huh?
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that my secretary, same kind of thing. They all of my employees quit with the exception of one of our drivers. And by the way, he's still with me
now.
Good.
It's hard to find good help. Rick, hang on. We're going to hold you through to hour number two because there's more to your story. It's still going on. Rick Stanley's on with us from Colorado. He has had quite a situation with both the Colorado so-called authorities and the feds as well. We'll get to the rest of his story coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Hour two on the way.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a